Here with us today is Michael of Sedona. He is a contactee and operator of the largest Skywatch tour in Sedona, Arizona. He brings all Generation 3 night vision goggles to his watches. Michael, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm in Sedona. It's always a great day in Sedona.
Oh, yeah. I visited Sedona one time. It was beautiful. I'd love to get back out there. But you're going to be at this year's Laughlin UFO Mega Conference, sharing your awesome night vision goggles and the experiences they bring. What actually got you started doing these night watches?
Well, I've been in the UFO ET subject matter for a long time, mostly because in July of 2001, I was actually contacted by 3 8-foot, very white, slightly blue extraterrestrials who they communicated to me were from the Crux constellation. So I call them Cruxians. It's kind of a little bit like Nordics, a little bit like tall whites, but they're also unique. And I'd love to tell everybody about it at the conference in Laughlin.
Definitely, yeah. I'm sure everyone would love to hear those stories. And you've been contacted. Now, have you had any other contact experiences at an earlier age, or did this start later in life?
Actually, my very first download was at the age of 2, when I was basically given the understanding of all mathematics through pre-calculus analytical geometry. And so I've grown up with the view of the world through a mathematician's eyes. And I've always felt that math is the language of the creator. So it's the one truth that always is. And when you have that as your foundation and everything else has been built on top of it, it makes for a unique life that I've experienced.
Now, based on a lot of the contactee experiences, a lot of people that I've interviewed, most of the experiences, the personal contact experiences, at least, for most people end up being positive experiences, even if they were scared at first. If they do a little bit more exploration or regression into the experience, it becomes a positive experience. For you, was that the case with all of your experiences?
Well, my first two interactions were download only. So at the age of 2, I didn't see anybody. And when I was 7.5, I woke up with a dream of 2.5 billion years of the history of the solar system. That couldn't have been a dream. So obviously another download, but I didn't put it all together that it was the Cruxians who were giving this to me until 2001, when I had my face-to-face in July of 2001 in Phoenix. And one of the answers to a question I had gave me a bunch of the same information that I got on the solar system when I was 7. When that dovetailed exactly, I knew that these were the beings that had been in contact with me basically my whole life.
That's awesome. Now, I'd love to hear about the Skywatch that you're going to be offering at the Laughlin UFO Mega Conference and the equipment that you're going to be bringing as well.
Right. Well, I use only the Omni 7 Generation 3. I call it like this. These are ATN PVS 7 third generation current military ground troop issue, not for export, night vision goggles. And introduce them that way, and it creates a lot of respect, which is good because they cost $3,500 a piece. So I want to make sure that people respect them as pieces of equipment that they are. They are military gear. You can't export them out of the country. You can't buy them and take them out of the country. They are the green models. I didn't go for the white phosphor ones because I wanted to keep the cost affordable to people. So I have probably have 12 or 13 goggles that I'll be bringing with me. So we're trying to limit our tour sizes to 25 or 26 people per night, which at the mega conference, so I say you better get your tickets early.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So now what is, I guess, the odds or frequency that you're actually going to see something on a night watch that you can't explain or identify?
Well, there are spaceships seen every night because a lot of what we see is part of our current $20 trillion space force, which until just last year, I was referring to as the secret space program. But now because of President Trump, it's not a secret anymore. So the space force is 99 and change of what we see. But about every, say, 30 to 45 days, we see what I call an exotic. And that is one that doesn't follow the rules. Now, if you're a Space Force pilot, you're going to follow the rules because the last thing you want to do is lose that gig. So when something does a big multi-zigzag or something that's obviously shows it as not being a normal thing, then they don't know the rules. So it's not ours.
Right. Yeah, this is going to be so awesome. Now, for people that want to find out more about your sky watches and your UFO tours, what's the best way they can do so between now and Laughlin?
Well, you can check out Arizona UFO Tours. And then my personal site is SedonaUFOTourGuide.com. Either one of those will get you right in there. I also have my own TV show coming up called Sedona UFOs. And that you can see little teasers on SedonaUFOs.tv.
Awesome. Yeah. And I'm so looking forward to meeting you in Laughlin and checking out the night sky watches. That's going to be such a great time.
It'd be great to have you on the tour. And I'll bet you'll have some good questions for me.
Definitely so. Yes. It's going to be a great time. And Michael, thank you for stopping by today. And we will see you in Laughlin. Welcome back, everyone. Today with us is Roberto Maxim. He is an author, and he's experienced numerous astral visits to other worlds and dimensions since an early age, witnessed alien craft, and physically met with beings from other worlds. His experience attested by witnesses. His experience continued to this day as well, both in sleep and waking states. Roberto, welcome. How are you doing today?
Oh, top of the day. Hello, everyone. Thanks for having me on this program.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us. I'm very much looking forward to meeting you at the conference and hearing your presentation. Now, like it said in your introduction, you've had experiences since a very early age. How old were you when this all started for you?
Well, when I began to really realize what was going on, I was about 5, and that was a physical encounter. It went on from there to astral experiences, then back to physical experiences, then back to astral. I've had probably 11 physical contacts with beings from different worlds. Astrals, I've lost count. And one of the things that I want to bring to MegaCon are going to be videos that I have made of these experiences. And what's interesting is that people who have seen it in some of my conferences, they have suddenly stood up from their seats and said, "I've seen that. Now I know what it is." So I've had a lot of confirmation that these experiences are good from people that didn't even know they had that experience or even where it was. The amount of physics, math, and science that has been downloaded, I've discussed with many scientists, including Harvard and Smithsonian, spot on. And I look forward to meeting several scientists also at MegaCon. And I want to keep advancing this science with everyone. It is spiritual science, the proof of interdimensions, a proof of energy, and how the soul works. It will all be explained in my hour and a half discussion.
Now, you said you actually have photographs that you're going to share. Could you kind of give us a little teaser and describe some of the photos that you're going to be sharing with us?
Well, I'll just give a little tidbit. After all, I do want people in the seats. and now, actually, there will be so much information I'm going to throw at you. If you blink, you'll lose it. You will not be able to blink. I'm going to show photographs from NASA that will prove that there is life on Mars, that there are buildings on Mars. And I will explain whose they are. Now, there's a lot of controversy. Earth has set up colonies and we're going there and there's time travel going back and forth to Mars. I'm not going to get into that. I'm only going to describe what I have evidence of. And it's very solid. I will also show evidence of Earth's space program, exactly what it is. I will have witnesses that describe exactly where this was developed, how, and pretty much the who. So that's all coming during this conference, but I'm going to tie it all to how consciousness and the soul works. because without that piece, there is no purpose to it all. You have to understand who is behind these programs, who lives on these other worlds, what do they want, and how are we tied spiritually to them? What is the overall goal of life, and what should we be watchful of, avoid, or get into? That will be very important to get out of this discussion.
Yeah, that's great that you say that, because I've said for a long time that the nuts and bolts type of UFO researchers really need to come together with the more consciousness and spirituality-based researchers and put everything together, because there's definite major connections between both that needs to be addressed. And I think that's I'm glad that's something that you're doing. I'd like to get your thoughts as well on what's going on with mainstream disclosure. There's a lot of talk in the mainstream media about UFOs. You know, not that I trust a lot of it, but what do you think is going on right now? Why do you think all of a sudden there's so much talk about UFOs and, you know, this sort of slow drip disclosure going on?
Well, I'll be direct. There's a lot of misinformation. There's a lot of wannabes that have no facts. It's all dreamware. And then you have those individuals that are realistically genuine. Now, we hear from all of those all the time. And of course, information does not jive. And unfortunately, we have to live with that. So I can't say that I have an answer to everything. I've been having experiences for about 60 years, and I have a lot to tell. I have a lot to prove, and I will try to present things that I can prove, not just hearsay. And I hope that all of my fellow researchers do the same thing. You say it, you prove it. It's that basic. If we do that, we're really going to have good information out there, and we're going to weed out the wannabes from the realists. That is important. Knowledge of what we are is pivotal. From Alpha Centauri, I was given a very important concept. Technology is for the development of spirit. Spirit is not for developing technology. And unfortunately, where we are right now, we are being driven towards technology. And we're leaving the spiritual factor behind. That should tell you who the kind of people that we are collaborating with today that are not from here. They don't have our best interest in mind. They're dangerous. And we need to watch out. There is a whole other faction, which is called the Brotherhood. Totally different. And I will be presenting the what's and the why nots. During my brief program, that's where we want to keep our eyes. We can look up, we can see UFOs buzzing back and forth. We have to ask ourselves, whose are they? Are they the good guys? Are they the bad guys? Do we really want to make contact? Are we ready for that contact? Are we ready to face an intelligence that is maybe a million years ahead of us? How are we going to behave? How are we going to interpret it? How is our ego going to take it? And are we going to corrupt the information that we get with our own ego? Again, the spiritual factor is critical here. And this is why consciousness needs to be analyzed and needs to be brought into the equation. We can't just side with the UFO faction simply because UFOs are cool. No. Again, spirit is not for developing technology. So don't go into UFOs because you're going to get a free ride, or you're going to make money, or you're going to be famous, or you're going to be helping out the UFO side of things. That's the wrong spirit. Just say the truth, be sincere, and be humble. You do that, and you're going to be able to sort out the weeds from the flowers. Critical to do.
Definitely. So, yeah, I am so much looking forward to that presentation. Now, for people that are interested in finding out more about yourself and your research, what's a good way that they can do so, especially between now and the conference?
I have a website which is RGAE, T as in Tom, AN.com, and it's loaded with information, loaded with facts, and also drawings and videos that I have made of these experiences. Everyone is welcome to go there. I also have courses that I have prepared on consciousness, science, etc. They're absolutely free. Everything that I do is free of charge. My number one rule is whatever I have received for free, I will give out for free.
That's excellent. Well, Robert, thank you so much for joining us today. And I am super excited for the conference, and I can't wait to meet you there.
Oh, we got a lot to talk about. Give me 5 years to disclose everything.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a great time. So I look forward Indeed. To seeing you there June 6th through 12th at the Laughlin UFO Mega Conference. Thank you for joining us and have a great rest of your day. This year's Laughlin UFO Mega Conference is going to be the world's largest. It's going to feature over 35 scientists, researchers, and contactees, and they're going to present incredible new disclosures over 7 days. You can now register for the full week, half a week, or even by the day or session. And not only is there going to be over 35 amazing presentations, you get a Skywatch, meet and greets, you get film screenings, and you get to hang out with me. Go to their website, register now. It's LaughlinUFOMegaConference.com. Like I said, come hang out with me and over 35 of the most amazing people on the planet. Join us for an incredible 7 days of education and disclosure, the Laughlin UFO Mega Conference.